Hey, this is Caleb Mabry, and you're listening to Hardwick Sound.
Hey, everybody, you're listening to Hardwick Sound. My name is Caleb Hardwick. This is episode number 26, and joining me, as always, here are my brothers, starting with Noah Hardwick.
Hello, I got first billing today.
And the younger brother, Seth Hardwick.
Hey, how's it going?
And we have a very special guest that we're going to introduce you to in just a minute. But first, I'm going to give you guys some nicknames real fast. Noah, your nickname this week, you get to choose. Noah, if you were a chess piece, which chess piece would you be?
The knight.
The knight, okay. Well, if you had any superpower, what would you be?
Telepathic.
Okay, so you are Noah the telepathic knight Hardwick. Seth, if you were a cheeseburger condiment, what would you be?
Ketchup.
Okay, and if you were a railroad car, what would you be?
The caboose.
Okay, you're Seth the ketchup caboose Hardwick. And introducing our very special guest that I'm very excited about, we have Caleb Mabry from Potty Break with us. Say hi, Caleb.
How y'all doing?
Awesome. We're doing great. I'm really excited to have you here with us. But, you know, you get a nickname too. Did you know that?
Oh, wow.
All right.
Okay, cool.
So,
do I pick one or are you going to pick one for me?
I don't leave anyone out on this show.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, you get to choose, you know, be participative in the nickname process.
Okay.
If
Got
you
it.
Were a dwarf with the seven dwarves, you know, which one?
Dang it. You're going to have to throw out a couple and I'll choose.
Sleepy.
Dopey.
Bashful.
Oh, I'd be
duck.
Sleepy for sure.
Sleepy. Okay, sleepy. And if you were an astronomical body, what kind of astronomical body would you be?
Astronomical body?
Yeah, you know.
I don't even know if I know what that is.
How about celestial body?
So, okay, yeah, like, you know, a planet, a
that didn't
comet,
help any, did it?
A star. I don't know.
You guys are over my head. You're
Sorry.
Too smart for me.
Yeah, we down here in Arkansas.
Saturn.
A what? Oh, okay, Saturn. Okay, so you could be the sleepy Saturn. Or
Ooh,
the
like
Saturn
that.
Of sleepiness. I don't know.
I like the sound of that.
Yeah, let's introduce everybody to you. This is Caleb. How would you describe yourself?
As a sleepy Saturn, I am a hardworking, anti-stereotypical millennial. That's a total joke. I am a 22-year-old bearded guy from St. Louis, Missouri, born and raised, and I work for a comedian named Tim Hawkins.
Woo!
His production manager, so I run sound for him and do all the other stuff. So I'm on a podcast called Potty Break, which I believe is how you guys know about me, so... Yeah, happy to be here.
Actually, it was just through the production manager Hall of Fame or something like that. But
oh, right. Yeah,
yeah.
We called the PM. Yeah. PM Hoff.
Yeah. You know, one of the little known facts about Caleb is that his beard inspired an entire logging mill to reopen in Montana.
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I looked that up on the internet. If you Google your name, that's what you find. Hey, so let's talk a little
that's
bit
dope.
About what you do.
I have a question first.
Go ahead.
Do you like the St. Louis Cardinals?
I have to.
Okay.
By default, I mean, I will be flogged in the middle of the street if I don't openly like the St. Louis Cardinals. So, yes, I do.
I just want to say we have a giant banner hanging over our sound studio right now. That's a St. Louis Cardinal banner.
Wow. Yeah. Why are you guys Cardinals fans? How did that start?
Well, that's a complicated history there. Basically, our AA minor league affiliate in Little Rock was a St. Louis Cardinals affiliate for a long, long, long time. So that's pretty much the gist of it.
Go Travelers.
Oh.
Yeah.
Cool.
So that's pretty cool. So, out of curiosity, where are you on the road?
We are currently on our way to Albuquerque, New Mexico. We just left St. Louis about 45 minutes ago, and we're just cruising. So, we fired up the new TVs we just got, and everybody's just hanging out up in the front.
Oh,
so
sweet.
I'm sitting here in the back lounge, and it's a very long drive, so we should be there in about 20 hours.
Awesome. So, who's all on the bus with y'all?
So we have Tim, of course, Freight, Josh, and then my buddy Alex is actually coming out with us to help this weekend with production.
Cool.
So production's getting kind of crazy, so I needed some extra help.
Yeah, so for anybody out there who might be listening to us, the podcast that Caleb, I wouldn't say you're the host, but I think you're the closest thing that it has to a host. Is that fair?
Probably. I haven't been referred to as the host before, but yeah, that's probably the best way to describe
the
it.
Co-creator?
I'm probably more like the producer, co-host, straight man.
Basically the backbone that holds the podcast together.
Yeah, right.
So the people you just described, I ask because those are the people who are also on that podcast, Potty Break. And it's pretty cool that they're all there hanging out with y'all. It's kind of like, I think y'all mentioned this maybe in a podcast a couple of weeks ago about how teachers, it's like you always see them at school when you're a kid, so you think that that's where they live. It's like the same thing. When I think about you guys and the crew, my brain tells me like y'all live on the bus.
I feel like we do most days.
Yeah.
So that's fairly accurate. I feel like I'm on the bus more than I'm at home sometimes.
It's just
especially
really
on weekends like this. So.
Yeah. It's hard for my brain to think about you guys like actually having a home somewhere else.
We do. I know it's crazy, but we do have homes. And we go back to reality when we get off this tour bus, which is unfortunate. I wish I could just stay in this fantasy world all the time. But
so tell us, what do you do? You said you're the production manager. What in the world is that?
Yes.
He produces.
He manages the producing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Production manager role in regards to Rock Show Comedy is the company that I work for. It's basically, I work as the liaison between Tim and the venue as far as production goes. So all Tim has to do is walk on stage, talk into his mic, and pick up his guitars, and everything's perfect. That's in a perfect world. That never happens.
Right.
But, yeah, it gets that way on
that
show.
That's what they pay me to do. So I run sound for Tim. I load in all his gear. I set it up. I guitar tech for him. I run all of his tracks. And at every venue, we have a tech director, and then we request a certain amount of volunteers, whether they're paid or not, at each venue that help with cameras, and they'll run lighting, and they help me set up. And so I walk into the venue and manage these people at the venue, and then we pack up, and we leave, and we go to the next one. And then the other part of my job is to produce the podcast. So, I set up all the gear and press the record button, which isn't too fancy. And then after we record, I cut down the episodes and I do any content edits and then send it off to Aaron Willis, who's in our production office in Dallas, and he does all the mixing and mastering.
Okay.
So that was probably a lot more information than you asked for, but there you go.
Yeah, maybe. This is Seth here. I have a question. On average, how long does it take you to set up and or tear down all your equipment and stuff, moving it from place to place?
Well, beginning of this year, we got a bunch of new gear. We got our own sound console and our ledges and mics and all that good stuff. And so we do load in at 10 a.m., and I like to be done by 1 p.m., but that fully depends on what help we have. So if we have guys that know what they're doing, or ladies, we don't discriminate, guys or ladies that know what they're doing, then setup is really easy and we can get it done in an hour or two. If we have a bunch of yahoos that don't know what they're doing, then I set up all afternoon until sound check time, which is at 4. So it just kind of depends, but that's why I'm bringing Alex out with me so we can streamline that setup and tear down and get it done as efficiently as possible.
Well, I'll just say, since we started using a mixer for our podcast, it gives me a lot more respect for people who do soundboards and actually know what they're doing, because we will sit here. I've seen more than enough people arguing over soundboards and how to make the thing they want to happen work. It's enough to know that when people know actually what they're doing, that's a very valuable job.
Well, I realized when I started doing it that everybody is just doing their own version of sound. Like, nobody really knows the right way to do it. everybody just doing it the way that they learned. And so it's pretty intimidating at first, but like, I'm not the best sound guy ever. I just know how to run Tim's show.
Right.
You know? So like that, I've just realized everybody's faking it and just trying to make it and convince other people that they know what they're doing, which is what I do. So
I think so that's true in so many areas of life, not just sound.
Yeah. That's a good point.
So you say you're 22. How long have you been doing this?
I have been working for Tim for a little over 3 years. I started with him in January of 2014.
Cool. You know, I'm just curious because I don't remember exactly when it was. Probably like 5 years ago, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Tim played a show in our hometown of Haskell.
Haskell, Arkansas.
Which was kind of probably strange for him. Haskell, Arkansas, since I'm sure you don't know, has about 4,000 people.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and about 2,000 people probably showed up to the show. So that tells you something right there. Yeah, I mean, like...
That's what he does, man.
Yeah, it was awesome. And
the only time I've seen the school gym full.
Yeah, was it a fundraiser?
I don't know, but it was right after they built the new gym. That was like, hey, we're going to build a new gym and then get Tim Hawkins to come or something. I don't know.
It was something like that. And we packed the high school gym, so it was pretty fun. But definitely my favorite joke of the whole set was when he came out and said, "So I'm in Haskell, Arkansas on a Thursday night. My career's on fire!"
Yeah.
I'm sure he probably says that everywhere, so that's not funny to you. But it was funny to us.
Oh, it kills everywhere. It's funny to watch the reaction from people and to watch that, like, oh my gosh, he knows our town. Oh, like,
he just said our
so
town
true.
Name. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's that, like, did he do his research? It's like, no, he just tells that joke everywhere, but it works.
I'm in. Wait just a second. Haskell, Arkansas. On Thursday night, yeah.
Hey, at least he didn't say Arizona.
Yeah.
Right. Like,
if he gets the town name wrong, then he's got a real problem. Yeah.
That has happened before.
Oh, really?
Before.
Tell us about that.
Yeah. I mean, you know how it is. Well, maybe you don't, but like out on the road, it feels like you're just, I mean, it's Groundhog Day some days. And so it's just like the same thing over and over and over again. And so, especially for him, because he's just walking in at sound check time, then walking off stage 20 minutes later, and the next time he hits the stage is showtime. So he gets it mixed up sometimes and, you know, come out and say the wrong country. Oh, my gosh. Say the wrong
I'm
city.
In Algeria on a Thursday night.
Australia! No. Yeah. No. So Frey started putting a run sheet up all over the venue and on the bus and everything. So now we all know exactly where we are every night.
Plasters it everywhere, staples it to his forehead.
As many places as possible.
That's great.
Yeah, he sends us emails. We have it on our phone. It's written down everywhere. He babies us for sure.
Yeah. So for anybody that isn't listening, Freight is your dad?
Yes.
Right. And he's, what'd you call, the road manager?
He's the road manager or tour manager. Both work.
I also get the impression he's basically just the bus dad.
Yeah, he is. He's kind of like a dad on family vacation. Like, hey, boys, you know, we're going to stop here. We're going to do this thing. And, like, sometimes it might not be very fun, but you kind of got to, like, oh, okay, that's really cool. Thanks for showing us, Dad. You know, one of those sort of things.
Right.
But no, he's awesome, man. He's got the cheesy dad jokes, and he's the best.
So, going back to this idea though that sometimes Tim might mess up on stuff like that, I'm just curious, and I know this is a painful question to ask, but I gotta know, what is like the worst technical disaster you've ever had as a production manager?
Oh man, we were just talking about this like right before you called. So I guess it was 3 weekends ago. We were firing up the intro to the show, and we have this new intro where Tim is backstage and Freight's back there with him with his radio, and Tim's got his guitar on. We have the house lights down and the stage lights down, so the room's completely dark with just purple lighting and haze, and so it looks really cool. And I play this track from front of house. And then Tim comes out playing his electric in the dark, and he's in a silhouette, and it's really cool and theatrical. And So we got this new console, and I feel fairly comfortable on it now. We've been out with it for 3 months now. And so I shoot the track and from my computer, and the board freezes up, and I can't see anything. I can't control anything. I can't mute, unmute. So I didn't even have the chance to unmute Tim's guitar. And so I radio Freight, and I said, hey, you got to get Tim off the stage. The board's frozen. And Freight's like, what do you mean the board's frozen? I'm like, dude, the board is frozen. Like, I don't know if this show's going to happen. I don't know what to do. And this track's still rolling. Tim's guitar was supposed to be on, but it's not. I'm freaking out. And so Freight's like, can you stop the track? I'm like, I'll try. So fortunately, it stopped on my computer. And Freight came out and made an announcement on the stage without a mic. I was just like, so that wasn't supposed to happen. And everybody laughed. And he said, so we're gonna shut the board down and restart it. We're having some technical difficulties. We're going to try it again. Let's act like we did this the first time. And so we shut the board down and fired it back up, and it ended up working. But it was the closest I've ever come to actually having a heart attack.
you should have just...
And I mean, if the board wouldn't have fired back up, I don't know how we would have done the show.
Yeah. You should have just said, you know, come out like, haha, that was joke number one. That's the new intro. We make you laugh.
Right. That's essentially what Freight did. He put out the fire pretty quickly, and people were cool about it. And that's one perk to, you know, doing production for a comedy show, is that people are a little more lenient with stuff like that. If it was for a rock band, I would have been fired on the spot.
Yeah. So, well, I guess people come onto a comedy show with kind of a light attitude to begin with. So that's the good part, I guess.
Right. So
it
all worked out. I did a software update and we're fine now. So good. Fingers crossed.
Software.
Yeah. Well, I mean, my laptop just like started really being stupid today and I can't get it to work. Oh, yeah, it's been stupid before, but right now I can't get it to work, and that is so frustrating to me. And then to think, like, what if that happened to me in front of, like, 2,000 or 3,000 people? Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be really, you know, really stressful.
Oh, yeah, man. It's beyond stressful, and you're caught off guard, and you're like, this can't be happening, because I have nightmares about that, about stuff like that happening, so.
Wow. Okay, so before we move on, let's hear a quick word from this week's sponsor.
Hi, I'm Paul Thicket, president of Thicket's Timber Mill and mayor of our little town here in Pine Saw Falls, Montana. For 30 years, our family took great pride in shaving the earth's beard. So when hard times forced us to shut her down for a while, we thought the little town might die out. Well, thankfully, that's when we caught a glimpse of Caleb Mabry's plum rugged beard. That fountain of masculinity inspired Pine Saw Falls, and within a fortnight, we'd reopened the mill and put a caboodle of people and about a dozen moose back to work. And I believe it's that kind of grit and determination that sets Thicket's Timber Mill apart. So for more information, write P.O. Box 1, Pine Saw Falls, Montana. Thank you and God bless.
So let's talk about Potty Break for a minute. Let's just start.
Sure.
Let's start there. How did Potty Break even begin? It's been rolling for about a year now.
Yeah. So Potty Break, the idea of Potty Break started probably 4 or 5 years ago. I was touring with Tim a little bit before I really started working for him. I was in high school and just kind of tuning guitars and stuff, and we had been throwing around the idea of doing a radio show, Tim Hawkins radio show or something. And we got hooked up with this local radio show in St. Louis. They're a Christian, like, internet radio show. And they asked Tim to do little snippets in between songs. And so we got a couple mics, and Tim and I just did, like, 2 to 3 minute pieces. And they would roll them in between these Christian rock songs. And sometimes the show played, and other times it would. It was kind of a nightmare. And so after a while, you know, we got our feet wet. So it was good. But after a while, we shut it down. We were like, let's just start our own. So fast forward 2.5, 3 years, all the craziness of, you know, making DVDs and spitting out new content and, you know, enhancing the live show and everything kind of calmed down. And we decided to jump into this idea of a podcast. So the amazing Aaron Willis that I work with, equipped me with all these incredible tools and mics, and so it just sounds amazing. And taught me how to run this program, and we just shot in the dark, recorded one episode, and had a lot of fun. So we recorded another one, and we've been doing it every week since. So it's gained some odd traction. I mean, yeah. I don't really know why people listen to it, to be honest with you, because it's like, it's fun for us, but I don't understand why people would want to listen to us like goofing around.
Right.
Yeah, Caleb, but, why did you listen to that?
Hour and 39 minutes today.
So, yeah, today I did listen to your whole episode that came out today, and it did take me an hour and 39 minutes. God, good grief, y'all have long episodes.
We do. Yeah, we get carried away.
But I enjoy it, man. I do. I love Potty Break. I listen to it every week. I listened to the very first episode, and I've listened to everyone since.
Man, that's awesome.
I was
thanks so much.
Yeah, you're welcome. Hey,
he'd be glad to go on your show whenever you want to call him.
If you want to put me on Potty Break, let me know. But you know, I first started hearing it was, I was vacuuming here at our house, and I was like, man, I need something to listen to. And I was like, oh, I remember seeing a tweet from Tim Hawkins about a new podcast, and so I just downloaded it and listened to it. I think that very first episode was Ken Kingston.
And, yeah.
And I've listened to it every week since then. So how many episodes do y'all have now?
Man, that's awesome. How many episodes do we have? Today was episode 54. So
we got some catching up.
Yeah, it's really flown by. What episode are you guys on?
26. And our podcast is in some small way, you know, inspired by Potty Break and some other popular podcasts we have, you know, so.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
What other podcasts do you guys listen to?
I think we all enjoy the Phil Vischer podcast. Noah, what else? What do you like to listen to?
It changes from week to week.
Yeah.
I like a talk called The Rock, or a podcast called The Rock and a Hard Place podcast that does like Christian rock stuff.
Okay, cool.
What about you, Caleb? What do you like to listen to?
Oh man, I listen to so many. I've talked about it on the show before, but You Made It Weird with Pete Holmes. He interviews comics, and he's a real earthy, deep guy, and so it's fun to listen to those. He jumps into religion and you know, spirituality and stuff with these very popular comics that you wouldn't typically hear talk about that kind of thing with. So I like that one. Joe Rogan Experience is really good. WTF by Marc Maron, which is probably the biggest podcast available. What other ones do I listen to? Oh, I started listening to this new one called The Rich Roll Podcast. He's this guy who's a vegan, like ultra marathon athlete guy. So he talks a lot about like health and wellness and stuff like that. Man, I could go on and on. Yeah. I listen to a lot of them.
So yeah,
and your new favorite, Hardwick Sound.
Yeah, you forgot Hardwick Sound.
And my new favorite, Hardwick Sound. I did listen to the show last week.
Oh really?
When you guys emailed me about being on, yeah. Well, I wanted to know what I was getting myself into.
Which episode did you listen to?
And you still chose to be on with us. Wow.
I did. No, I really liked the show. And was it your mom that was on the show?
I don't know. Probably.
What episode?
If it was a female, as far as I know. Oh yeah, I don't know. It depends on which one you're listening to, but
it was like four episodes back. Maybe it's pretty new. It might have been two episodes back.
Cool.
It was one about smoking cigarettes.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Quitting cigarettes.
Yeah.
Hey, three simple tips, man. Stop, drop, and roll. It'll work. Trust me.
So, how long have you guys been doing your podcast?
We started in August, I think.
I believe so.
Yeah, and then we got a soundboard, and we figured out we could call people, and hey, you know, that really opened up a whole new area of adventure there. As far as I know, you're the most famous person we've ever talked to, so I don't know.
It's unfortunate that I'm the most famous person you've ever had on, because I have zero fame.
If we get Josh Taylor on sometime soon, he'll be the most famous person we've ever had.
Sorry.
I mean, you have like 1,500 followers, man. That's legit.
Yeah, it's all just it's all Potty Break people.
Yeah.
And
it's family.
You think you'll ever get the little blue check mark next to your name on Twitter?
verified. I think the potty break account will have to get it first.
You could be the verified Caleb Mabry.
It's my new goal in life.
Actually, I think you're the only Caleb Mabry with an E on Twitter.
Wow, for real?
I think so, because when I searched your name, you were the only one that came up with an E, so I don't know.
Oh, that's great. Maybe I am famous.
I didn't even know it. Yeah, so I want to ask you a little bit about that. So since y'all started Potty Break, I have to ask, like, what is it like? I know you've had at least some people like want to take pictures and stuff with you at a show. What is that like? You're just a sound guy, you know?
Yeah, it's weird. I mean, I used to play a little bit with Tim on stage back in the day, and so I would do a little bit of like autographs and stuff, which was just stupid. Like, oh, I saw you on the stage, I want your autograph.
Yeah, yeah.
Young kids that want me to sign a Twinkie or something. But when it started happening for Potty Break, it was pretty weird because our whole thing is to get Freight famous, and so Freight gets like, I mean, 20 people at each show at least that are like, let me talk to Freight. I want to get a photo of Freight. And so it's weird. It's a lot of fun. It's not like, I don't know. Like I said earlier, our show is stupid. So I think it's just funny to me. It's funny to me that people want to take a photo, but I get it because I feel like, you know, I listened to some of the podcasts I listen to. If I met any of those people in person, I would fully expect them to know who I am. Because I listen to them so much.
Right.
Like, I totally get people coming up and be like, Caleb, oh my gosh, we listened to the show for so long. Like, what's up? And I'm like, hey, nice to meet you, you know?
Yeah.
So, man, it's a lot of fun, and we feel like actually makes a difference. I don't have to sound arrogant, but, like, sometimes when Tim's doing a show for 3,000 people, you know, you see 3,000 people come in and out. But with Potty Break, you have individuals that come up and they're like, hey, man, it really meant a lot to me when you talked about the Whole 30 or, you know, stuff like that. So it's a lot of fun, and it's my favorite part of my job.
Yeah, I don't know how big your listening audience is, but it does seem like the ones that do listen are pretty devoted. Like, y'all can just, like, throw out an idea, and, like, within 24 hours, somebody will have sent it to you on Twitter or something.
Wish our devoted fans would do that.
Yeah, really.
Man, it's crazy. The following it's grown really fast, and Aaron will send the numbers to us, and it doesn't really seem real that this many people actually sit down and listen to us talk about nothing. And I mean, we really don't have anything to talk about when we hit record. Like, we're just making stuff up. So it's nice to just be able to, like, turn on the mics and be idiots. And somehow encourage people.
I'm just going to say, that takes a lot of skill because we've been trying to do that for 26 episodes and we still hadn't figured it out yet.
Well, it's easier when you share the show with Tim Hawkins.
Right. Yeah, if we had Tim on our podcast every week, we'd probably be doing a little better too. I mean, name recognition
I'm sure
there.
You would, yeah.
Yeah. Maybe we can get him on, you know? Who knows?
Maybe so, you can.
Yeah. So the thing that's cool too is, like, people send y'all gifts. Like, nobody sends us gifts.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
No one has our address.
We
it's not even our website.
Yeah, the gifts thing has been really funny. I mean, we all have radios. Me, Josh, and Frey share radios, and every night we get, you know, some sort of comm from Josh. He's like, "Hey, I got some more gifts. Hey, Frey, people want to meet you. Hey, you know," it's just like. Our number one goal is to make Freight famous and to just shower him with ridiculous gifts. And it's working. So.
It is a little interesting that your dad has, like, become this Christian subculture cult celebrity. What is that? I mean, for anybody who's not listening to Potty Break, I mean, your dad, he seems like a pretty humble, hardworking family guy, you know? And.
He is.
And on top of that, you know, somehow he's got this, like, cult following now. What, you know, what the heck? Don't get me wrong.
Man,
I love Freight. I am Freight. Hashtag I am Freight. So, you know.
Yeah, I think that if I had to put it down to a science, I think everybody can relate with Freight.
Right.
Which is where the I am Freight came from. It's just. I am Freight. Like,
Yeah.
Insert situation here. I am Freight. Like, he is your humble, hardworking family guy. That's the perfect way to explain him. He just wants to make people happy and make the bus go around and avoid all conflict at all costs. And I feel like most of our listeners can relate. So he's the perfect guy to make famous.
Yeah.
Or Freightmas, as we like to say around here.
Freightmas. Yeah. Well,
Freightmas, yeah.
Nobody will understand this, but I'm totally a Delphration, so.
Dude, I cannot wait till somebody shows up in a full Delphration outfit to one of the shows.
You know, I think y'all are coming to Arkansas in the fall. If y'all are coming, I might have to do that. But that's like, you know, months away.
Dude,
so.
Give you plenty of time to like craft something up.
Yeah. It'll be fun.
Okay, I have a bit of a personal question here for you.
Sure.
Well, what's your favorite Wikipedia article?
My favorite Wikipedia article? Goodness. I don't know. Probably one on Freight, if one exists.
If there isn't, y'all should totally crowdsource that one on Twitter,
you
and
should.
It'll happen.
That's a good idea. I need to tweet that out.
Yeah.
On it.
Do
it. We'll put the Delphrations on it and they'll make it happen.
Do it. Like, y'all should, and like, actually, like, get the, like, you know, birth date, you know, his height, all this stuff that you would see on a biographical page. It'd be great.
His whole career history and his resume.
Yes. Hey, this is going to sound really weird, but I heard somewhere that your dad was a place kicker.
Yeah, he was.
You could put that in there.
How did you hear that?
So I have weird connections. It's all good. But put that in there.
I think he was in high school. He played football in college. I think he played nose guard and he was a place kicker.
That's cool. True story. I would just search. I Googled your dad's name, and one of the things that came up was like a news article from like the 70s or something. And it said something like,
no way.
Yeah. 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 And it said something like freshman Chris maybe may walk on as a place kicker or something like that. And I was like, well, this must be him because it was from St. Louis area. So yeah.
Dude, that's amazing. I need to look that up.
Yeah. I'm not a stalker. but I did find that. Anyway.
He prefers the term researcher.
Yes. I'm just a researcher. That's cool. Hey, so I'll give you a chance to plug some of your musical aspirations. What do you got going on there?
Sure. So some buddies of mine, actually Alex, the guy I was telling you about that's on the bus with us, he's the drummer for a band that me and my buddy started a few months ago called Lalo, L-A-L-O, and we released a single a couple months ago, and we played our debut show last Friday. So you can follow us on lalo.band on Instagram. We have a Facebook page. It's just Lalo, just L-A-L-O. And then our single is on Bandcamp. And we had some digital distribution issues. So if you look us up on Spotify or Apple Music, our song is there, but it's listed under somebody else.
Oh, right. That's a real problem.
Yeah. So we're waiting until that gets worked out. It should be worked out in the next couple weeks. Anyway,
so
you can still listen to the song on there, and it's on Bands of Town and everything.
Cool.
Or Bandcamp.
Cool. So I was going to ask you how your band name, you know, y'all got that, but I decided to just look up some common possibilities for the word Lalo, L-A-L-O. Here are some possibilities that it could have been named for. Lalo Tactical, the outfitter, clothing outfitter. Eduardo Lalo, French composer who died in 1892. The USS Lalo, a Star Trek Next Generation ship.
Really?
Lalo Tokelau, an island in the South Pacific. Lalo, a Latin American restaurant in Cincinnati.
Definitely.
Lalo, a touring vibraphone player. Lalo, a character in Pixar's Ratatouille. And Lalo, a Filipino word meaning more. So which one was it?
You know what's funny about the second one, Edward Lalo, is that is what our single is listed under on Apple Music.
That's great. He's been dead since 1892, but he's still releasing music.
I know. I've grown an unfair distaste for Edward Lalo, and it's not even his fault. And the poor guy has been passed away for 2 years. So... We were struggling to come up with band names, and we were shooting out all these ideas, and I mean, it went on for like 3 weeks, and this is like way too much of a backstory, but I'm still going to tell you. Purchasing some essential oils for my mom for Christmas, and
right,
so I contacted this lady I used to
for mom.
I contacted this lady that I used to go to church with, who's like an essential oils distributor. And she said, yeah, sure, I can get you some. Just meet me at my hair salon place. It's called Lalo. And, you know, I'll get you hooked up after I'm done there. And so I thought it looked really cool and it sounded cool. And so I just shot it to the guys. And I was like, what do you guys think? And they're like, sure, that works. And so that's it. So
you're named after a salon.
It's a salon in St. Louis that we've never been to, but we're sure it's a great establishment.
I would have gone with Lalo, the Pixar character, but you know, whatever. If you want to tell that story, that's good.
It's out there now. You can't retract it.
I don't know. The fact that there's a USS Lalo on Star Trek, that's pretty cool too.
That is.
That is pretty dope.
Question for you. Are you wanting any association with Christian music, or is that something you just kind of want to avoid with the band?
I don't know. I don't know if avoid is the right word, but I'll use it. Yeah, we're trying to avoid it. I mean, we miss playing clubs and just performing and not having to worry about like dancing around the, you know, all the intricacies that come with worship music. We all lead worship separately, and we play at different churches and write worship music. And so we decided to do something that was separate, that we could just focus on performing and playing guitar solos and all that good stuff. Cause we've fused the two in the past. It's hard. I don't know if that answers your question. Does that make sense?
Yeah. The reason I ask is I write for a website called Indie Vision Music, which covers like indie Christian music. And so I was wanting to know, if I go and write about your band and make a post, is that going to get you associated with Christian music? And I wasn't sure if that was something you would want or not. So,
well, I mean, like, three of the guys in our band are believers, and that's what we stand for. But we're not trying to take a Christian stance as a band.
Right.
Does that make sense? So yeah. I don't think that it wouldn't hurt us. I mean, that would be awesome. Like, anyone that wants to write anything about us, it would be awesome.
There is no bad publicity, right? You know?
Maybe.
Well, yeah, maybe not. All right, so we're going to move into our final segment of the show called Sound Advice, in which we all give advice for our listeners. Who would like to go first?
I'm pointing at
I had
oldest.
One, but I've completely forgotten what it was. So I guess my advice is, if you have advice, don't forget it.
Let's okay.
Write it down?
Yeah, probably.
Write things down. That's Noah's advice. Seth, what about you?
Well, I'm not very good at this, as you can tell, because my advice like 3 weeks ago was, hey, come prepared for sound advice, and I still haven't done it yet, so come back to me in a moment.
Caleb, do you have any advice for our listeners?
I do. Just do your best. Just work hard. Do good today. And don't take shortcuts. That won't get you very far.
Unless you're playing Lego Racers.
What?
Playing Lego Racers. I was going to add that.
All right. That's,
you read my mind.
That's great. Noah, we have to say?
I remembered what my advice was.
Okay, go.
It's, if you're starting a podcast, hire a producer named Caleb.
There you go.
It works two out
of
three.
That's some good
times.
Advice. That's right.
Cool. Awesome. Well, it's time for us to wrap it up. I think we have had a good discussion here. So I want to say thank you a whole bunch to my new buddy, Caleb Mabry.
Thank you guys for having me on.
You're absolutely welcome.
And now you can go back and do something productive.
Yeah, go check out those big new TVs y'all got.
Yeah, we'll watch some House Hoarders or whatever we're going to watch. Yeah. Still some time.
Hey, just think, y'all can go and watch this on our Facebook page.
Yeah, I'm sure that's what they're going to do.
Oh, really? You guys do videos?
Yes. We're recording it right now live, you know. We'll have good quality
later. Oh, really? There's
low
people
resolution.
Listening right now?
Two people.
You don't have to tell them
wow.
that. Wow. No,
we had three earlier.
You should at least lie, say like, you know, at least say like, you know, 32, you know, something like that. That'd be great. Hey, by the way, I like the new GoPro footage from the potty breaks. So those are cool.
Oh, thanks, man. Thanks. We had a lot of fun doing it, and all the thanks and admiration goes to Aaron Willis and the two masterminds behind that. So I didn't do anything.
Aaron Willis and who?
Tim Maddox. He does all of our video.
Awesome. Much thanks to them then. Everybody out there, go check out Potty Break. You can find it on iTunes, Google Play, I assume.
Yes, it's on everything.
It's on everything. Just go. Let's go look on anything you want, and you'll find it. Poddy Break.
Anything you want.
And check that out. Subscribe. Give them good feedback. And go to a Tim Hawkins show. Wear a Dalmatian costume. And
that's
go check
right.
out Lalo, L-A-L-O, but not Edward Lalo. Wrong, it's the wrong one. And follow Caleb Mabry on Twitter.
I'm more active on Instagram than I am Twitter.
Okay. What are you on Instagram?
Caleb Mabes, CalebMabes.
Awesome.
Shameless plug.
Shameless plug. Go do that, everybody listening. And everybody, have a great week. And don't forget to
stay safe
and don't be stupid. Thanks for listening, everybody. Have a great week. Talk to you later. So long.
Bye. Thank you.